New Zealand Rugby will take a 5% stake in Sky Television as part of the broadcaster's deal for the Sansar rugby rights. The agreement will see Sky retain rights for All Blacks, Australia, South Africa and Argentina rugby matches, including the Investec Rugby Championship and Super Rugby tournaments through to 2025. Just what Sky paid for the rights hasn't been disclosed, but Sky says it's a material increase on the $235 million that it's previously asked shareholders to approve at its annual meeting this Thursday. That's more than half the company's current market value, following a more than 20% rise in the share price in early trading. New Zealand Rugby's chairman Brent Impey says it decided against offering the rights to the wider market.
We had under our contract an exclusive negotiating period with Sky, and we concluded the deal last night, which was the last possible moment that we could have done that before going to market. We had discussions with Spark earlier in the year, and so we were aware of what they were pitching, where they were at. So we didn't go into this situation without a lot of knowledge of Spark's position. But no, we made the decision over the weekend that we would not go to market, that we would settle with Sky.
Where does this then leave New Zealand rugby when Sky is bidding for more sports rights, particularly rugby rights? Is that not a conflict of interest?
No, I can't see it as a conflict of interest. If they're bidding for more rugby rights, well, that's exactly synergistic with us, because we want them to bid for more rugby rights and other sports. Sky has signalled a new direction, and we support that new direction. I can't see a conflict of interest, and at 5%, it's not an issue.
New Zealand Rugby Chairman Brent Impey there.